time to take a browse through what's making news in the business world. Here to guide us through a very murky world is Elizabeth Redmond. She's a property reporter at The Australian. Hello.
Thanks for having me.
A quick one for you. Firstly, the Reserve Bank has kept interest rates on hold again. Historic low of 1.5% for the 20th consecutive meeting. Another non-news day on interest rates. What's going on?
Well, it's the longest amount of time that the Reserve Bank has ever been on hold, and it looks set to stay on hold for a bit longer yet. But it was quite encouraging today that the Reserve Bank said they thought the Australian economy was looking a little brighter, businesses were investing, the global economy was doing well too. So even when the Reserve Bank doesn't decide to move, no news can be good news. They might still have some upbeat things to say.
Yeah, they do. But property prices are also slipping, which is the other part of all of this.
So it depends whether that's good news to you based on whether you own a house or not, I suppose.
Of course.
So the Reserve Bank mentioned that house prices had been falling. If someone's just bought a house, you might be a bit disappointed to see the market going down.
At a prime rate. Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. If someone is trying to buy a house, they might be quite pleased to see Sydney prices coming off just 4% or something from quite a high level. So it might be good news for them.
Criminal cartel charges have been laid against ANZ, Citigroup and Deutsche Bank executives. What do we know about those charges?
So something that's interesting about these charges is that they've named individuals in the bank. So the charges have been laid in relation to ANZ issuing more shares in the company a few years ago. And this is quite normal. Companies do it all the time. When they need more money, they say, great, we'll issue some more shares. Lots of people would like to invest in banks. So, and then we'll have more money. And it's very normal. They get some investment banks to help them. But in this case, the ACCC has done some work and said that the investment banks that were helping ANZ had behaved in a cartel-like way because they hadn't sold all of the shares that they were going to sell. They'd held some of them back and they didn't tell the market. And again, you know, this is quite normal. They might not sell all the shares that they were planning. But the issue is that investors didn't know. And maybe if they'd known that there were all these other shares available, they might have liked to buy some more shares or get a cheaper price. So that's the concern for the ACCC.
So how significant is that latest development?
It's quite significant today that that individual bankers and very senior bankers have been named and have been charged because the investment banking community very much sees this as business as usual. So for the ACCC to suddenly be charging managing directors and chairs of investment banks, I think is a big shock to the community and something that the banks have said that they will defend vigorously.
Billionaire property developer Harry Triguboff has fired off some pretty significant warnings about the property market. Just remind us who he is. He's kind of a big fish in this space. What's he said?
Harry Triguboff is the second richest person in Australia, and he became rich by developing apartments, largely in Sydney, and apartments that are affordable so people can buy them, and also holding onto some of those apartments as serviced apartments and renting them out, which is the basis for some of his wealth. So Harry Triguboff, as someone who's trying to sell apartments, is concerned when prices go down. And he's saying that it's a problem that banks are being more careful about who they make home loans to. And if not as many people are buying houses, prices won't go up. And that's bad for Harry Triguboff.
How vulnerable is the property market right now?
I think that it's certainly possible that we'll see some more weakening of prices. It looks like that might keep going for some time. I think it is unlikely that we will see any very significant downturn unless there is some kind of shock in China or externally. You never know. We can never crystal ball gaze, but I don't think that Harry Triguboff is warning of a significant shock. I think he just doesn't like to see prices going down.
Yeah. And he also argues that the Royal Commission is exacerbating the problem. Is that a fair assessment?
I think something that we've seen in the Royal Commission is specific cases and very widespread cases of banks who made loans when they shouldn't have been making them. People just couldn't afford them, couldn't pay them back. And so that has put bankers really on edge that they don't want to do the wrong thing because, you know, the Royal Commission is really watching them, the regulators are really watching them. And so that means that people can't borrow quite as much money as they would have been able to if they had tried to get a home loan this time last year.
Last story, Mortgage Choice, one of Australia's biggest mortgage brokers, is in damage control. What have they done?
The allegations about Mortgage Choice are about how home loan brokers get paid. And there'll be more coming up on this on 7:30 actually. But the concern of Mortgage Choice franchisees, so people who run the Mortgage Choice shops that you can go into and ask about a home loan, they're worried about the way that the company pays them for their work and the incentives that they get. And the concern here is that Mortgage Choice expects its franchisees to write a very high level of loans every month, about a third higher than the industry average. And so that puts a lot of pressure on a franchisee to try and sell people home loans so that they can then get paid in turn, so that they can get paid their incentive. Some parts of the Adele Ferguson story have warned that these franchisees are saying that they've seen perhaps brokers trying to win more business by suggesting that a borrower has more income than they really do, or churning loans, taking them out of one loan and putting them into another, or inflating the amount that someone is borrowing.
Quick one, will this dispute result in legal action?
So the franchisees had already been considering a class action and decided to put that on hold while the company addressed some of their concerns.
Elizabeth, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Elizabeth Redman is property reporter for The Australian.